We need grace. And watch it. And as you go on in the religious life, you will need more grace. Hear it. You will need more grace tomorrow than you need it today. Oh, please don't scare us. I'm just telling you the truth. And next week, more grace than this week. And next year, more grace than this year. I'm just sharing with you the facts of life. And that is one. We've got 7.5 days left in the retreat. Won't say everything. That is why we need to ask for grace. That is why we must pray. Hear it. It is infallible Catholic teaching. Who will go to heaven and who will go to hell? Father, what are you saying? I want to repeat. We know exactly who is going to reach heaven and who is going to go to hell. Infallible. Define article of the faith. Those who go to heaven who during life on earth pray. Those who go to hell who did their lives on earth did not pray. Close the book. And if God makes heavy demands on your life, don't complain. That's stupid. Ask our Lord for the light you need. First, asking for the grace to classify, to separate, identify. Even remember I told you, put on paper. Now, please, don't show that paper to other sisters. Sister A, D, G, and why I can enjoy. But Sister B, C, is part of my life, and God wants me to endure. Oh, please, after the retreat is over, don't tell Sister B. I found out something wonderful. You are a painful grace in my life. Find out. Ask the Lord for life. What? Does God want you to enjoy? And sisters, pray then for the grace, the strength to enjoy what God wants you to enjoy, to endure what He wants you to endure. Pray. What does God want you to remove from your lives? What does God want you to give up? Sacrifice. And sisters, I will just share this much with you before we close this meditation. Be sure that during the retreat, you find out how you are using your time, the most precious gift from God, after His grace, His time. Oh, how we can waste our time. Dear Lord, as we begin these spiritual exercises, We need to know what is your will in my life. Dear Savior, I am blind. For the blind people of the Gospels, I pray, Lord, that I may see your will. And then I ask you for the strength to do your will, and to do your will and enjoy doing your will. Because God wants us here on earth to enjoy doing his will, even when it means embracing the cross. Dear Savior, we ask for the life and strength that only you can give. So this retreat will be the best in our life and the best preparation for our life to come. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And then I will be available, sisters, in the room next door, confessions, conference, and just letting you know.